Up next on American Restoration.
This is an old penny arcade game that was on the Santa Monica Pier for a while.
So. Oh, wow. This is so bad over here that if you don't even bring that thing around, this one here is see a doctor. Hey, Tyler, I'm going to need a hand. Slot machine.
I'll grab one side.
I thought it was big.
Come over tomorrow. I can get you a job. I got to go.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
How you doing, Rick?
Hey, Ron, how you been?
Good, good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. I got a slot machine for you.
Hey, Tyler, I'm gonna need a hand.
What are we getting?
Slot machine.
I got this side.
Here. I think you got it. I thought it was big.
So.
I thought it was big.
Right.
I've had this slot machine since about 1952, and I can't wait to see it totally restored.
Where'd you get this thing?
Got that in Detroit. Little grocery store guy was real old and retiring. He gave it to me.
What's cool about what we do is you never know what's going to walk in the door. And this little slot machine is one of the cooler novelty items I've seen in a while. They're called trade stimulators, and they were in corner stores and bars all over the country in the 30s and 40s. It's a gambling device for cigarettes. If you did like the exact same of one, you know, you could win one pack. It goes all the way down to where you win five packs of cigarettes. And it prohibitions against the law to gamble and can't gamble in certain states.
If the police happen to come in, they close it and it's a gumball machine.
Right. What makes these machines so interesting is they weren't just designed for gambling. They were also made specifically to throw off the cops.
How old are those gumballs?
Probably 35, 36.
I had a
You want one?
50s.
Delicious.
Yeah.
What this thing actually did inside of it, for every 4 pennies it put in, it gave 3 pennies to the owner and 1 penny to the operator. And inside of it actually divides the pennies. This sits on the front and it has a separate key. For this guy that was the operator,
yeah.
The operator he'd open, he'd get his
they
cut.
They just had their own keys.
And the owner, he got his cut. Out of the back. This little thing's gotta divide up the pennies, spin the reels, and deliver a gumball all at once. Pretty amazing for something smaller than a shoebox. Restoration on this, it's a huge challenge when stuff's small because we have big fingers, and when you get inside of them, you have to be more careful. You gotta get a couple locks. I don't want the paint coming off again like this is doing.
Yeah, we want it right.
Yeah. You're right around 350. For me to restore something like this.
Okay.
Okay?
350 is great.
Okay.
I just love this machine. It's my favorite thing. And I'm just waiting to see it totally restored. I'll be very excited to see that.
My dad gave me the slot machine to tear down with Kyle. It's probably more complex than most old slot machines because it's so small and it doubles as a gumball machine.
Nice.
Are they marbles or gumballs?
I think they're marbles.
Bag it and tag it. With an item with such small pieces, it's very important to put everything in bags. We've got to label all the bags correctly, so when we do put this thing back together, it takes less time.
We can get out of here then, huh?
Yep.
Cool.
What's up, Aaron? Yeah. Come over tomorrow. I can get you a job. I've been working here a while now. My buddy Aaron needs a job, so I'm going to help him out. I know I'm always busy around here, so I'm sure Rick won't mind having some extra help. Yeah, don't worry. I know Rick. He'll totally hook you up. I gotta go.
What's up?
My buddy Aaron, he needs a job. And I told him he can do some work around here.
You're kidding me, right? You're joking.
Just give him one opportunity.
So you're gonna vouch for him?
Yeah. He's a good worker. He's...
All right. It's definitely going against my better judgment. I'll give him one shot, but yeah, I mean, make sure he is not late.
All right, okay. Yeah, he'll be here.
All right. In this business, good help is hard to find. So I'm always willing to give a guy a chance and see if he fits in with the team. Bradley said this kid's good, so I'm going to give him a shot. Most of my customers call before they bring an item in, but then there's sometimes they just show up right out of the blue. It doesn't matter to me. Work is work, and that means money in my pocket.
So what do you got for us?
Well, this is an old penny arcade game that tests your strength.
These things were way cool. I mean, could you just imagine, like, coming up to this and all your buddies are there and each one of you testing out, you know?
Gets a little competitive, absolutely.
And this is so bad over here that if you don't even bring that thing around, this one here is see a doctor.
I don't want to have to embarrass you.
I came to Rick's today to get my American Grip Meter from 1947 restored. I've been collecting arcade games for quite a while, so I really wanted to get it restored and add it to my collection.
Where'd you find this?
I picked it up in California, and I was told it was on the Santa Monica Pier for a while.
Oh, so, wow.
Years ago, yeah.
The piers, I mean, they were known for a lot of arcade stuff.
Is that like the thing with the giant sledgehammer? You hit the plate with the big sledgehammer, and then it tells you how hard you hit it. I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's all the same concept. What were you thinking about me doing to it?
Well, I'd like to bring it back to its original condition. I actually printed up what it looks like. I'd really like it to look as similar to when it rolled off the
exactly
line.
Exactly like it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try to get the original one of these. I mean, you got 5 cents here, 1 cent here. By the looks of these holes, somebody's changed it up. We'll tear it apart, blast it. This stuff here feels sort of thin. We're going to be experimenting with a new product, and it's like a crushed coal. This stuff's supposed to work better than walnut on some of my metal. That's what I'm going to try on this. Then it'll end up going to the body shop.
Okay, sounds great.
So all that together, we're running probably right around $2,900 for full restoration. So sound like what you're looking for?
Yeah, I'd like to do it. Definitely like to do it.
Thank you very much for bringing it in. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's go on in. We will do some paperwork, and Tyler will put it in the line.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the grip meter all back to its original condition. I have no doubt that it's going to turn out great.
We just got a grip meter arcade game the customer brought in to be restored. First thing we got to do is Cowboy and I are going to tear it down and separate all the parts.
Oh, jackpot.
Here,
go buy you a beer.
It's me right here, He-Man.
Yeah, you're right there right now.
I'm right here.
You're right there.
Out of this world.
And that's where
you're at. This is you, sissy. We gotta figure out what's wrong with this thing so we can get it right for the customer.
Well, there's a little meter back here. Look at this spring, Cowboy. Look. I just took the spring and wrapped it around there.
That ain't gonna work. This is some jerry-rigged right here. It's got tape on it.
We get all this old machinery in here, and it's never the way it was when it was built back in the day. String breaks, tape it. Spring shot, tie it in a knot. Now it's actually our job to fix it right.
What is this? There's another nickel.
Earlier, a customer dropped off a mini slot machine that was disguised as a gumball machine. Tyler and Kyle broke this thing down, and now Terry and I have to figure this thing out.
Let's put one through and do the whole cycle, get the wheels spinning and everything.
Terry is pretty good at figuring out complicated devices. So on this, a second pair of eyes are really going to be helpful.
There we go.
The coin mechanism is actually supposed to separate the money into two different compartments. For every 4 pennies you put in this thing, 1 penny should be into the front for the operator, and 3 should be into the back for the owner.
What I want to find out is how many times it falls over here and how many times it falls over here.
So which side's the winner?
If one's operator, one's owner. So we're trying to figure that out.
Okay.
What came over here?
Okay.
Okay, that's 2 to the front.
3.
That's 3. That's 4. So they're all coming out one side. Now, that has something to do with this as far as which side the money comes out. There should probably be a spring from here to there allowing this to come back.
Right, and that's going to lock
it. And then boom, and as soon as it goes back, it's going to get to here, and it's going to reset. Yeah, let's get a spring right from here to here.
It looks like the key to alternating where these pennies go is a missing spring. If we replace it, we might be able to get this thing to work again.
Okay, you see that gear right there?
Yep.
See how it's got tines sticking out of it every other?
Yep, right.
See, that moves it, and that hits a couple.
3, 4.
Bam, the other one.
Oh, you see the pins moving?
Bam, the other one.
Not the back.
Okay, We figured out what it actually does as far as how it drops three to one side and one to the other side. So let's find a new spring. That should take care of the problem.
You got it, boss.
All right.
You Rick?
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah, Brantley sent me here.
What's the deal? You're like late already. I mean.
Yeah, I had a little car issues, so kind of walked here.
Dude, that's just not a, I mean, that's like around here, you're late one time, next time you're fired. Brantley! Take him, go get him a shirt, and you guys get to work right now.
Come on, Aaron.
Right now.
Come on, Aaron.
Earlier, I had a customer drop off a grip meter arcade game that I had Kyle and Cowboy tear down. This grip meter has some pretty thin metal, so we're gonna try a new process to get the old paint off.
We've got some new material in for blasting.
It's coal that's chipped, cracked, okay? And it actually has a sharper edge, so it's gonna take stuff off faster, but at the same time, it doesn't etch the metal as bad. Okay, so we get a little smoother surface. It's always risky to use a new process on a customer's item. But I think this is gonna save us time and money and work way better than crushed walnuts.
I'll come get you when I'm done.
Okay.
This stuff is awesome.
I've never seen paint come off so easily and I barely used any charcoal. I don't know why we didn't think about this sooner.
Oh, yeah. It came out nice. And this is thin metal.
Oh, that's killer. That's going to work perfect.
All right. So I'll just keep blasting away then.
Yeah. Go ahead and finish the pieces up.
All right.
Thanks.
Yep.
We are working on a little gumball slot machine mechanism. Rick and Terry fix the part that divides up the coins. Now it's time to clean up the mech and tune it up and make sure this thing works just right.
We need some more contact cleaner.
I didn't know you wore contacts.
Polishing parts looks like an easy job, but if you don't watch what you got in your hands, that wheel will grab it, yank it out, bend it, throw it, and then you gotta find it.
While my guys are making the inside of that machine sparkle, I need to get started painting it. I'm gonna use a paint style that was very popular back in the day on machines that got handled a lot, and that's hammer tone. Hammer tone leaves a finish like it looks like it's been hammered. Yeah. It prohibits rust. And they used to use it on candy machines, cigarette machines. It was just an industrial paint they painted everything with. Oh, that's perfect.
What's up, man? Nothing much. I'm just working, you know, sweeping. It's boring. Nothing fun, man, you know. It's pretty lame. It's freaking hot, dude. I'm about ready to go home.
Recently, we've been working on this tiny slot machine. And I tell you what, for as small as this thing was, it was extremely difficult. But we're all finished up now, and the customer's coming by to see how it turned out.
Hey, Rick.
Ron, good to see you again.
Good. It's good seeing you.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Coming into Rick's today to pick up my little slot machine. I just can't wait to see how it looks.
So you ready to see it?
I'm ready to see it.
All right.
Let's open it up here, see what we got.
Here it goes. Bam.
That's not my machine.
What do you mean?
That's not it. No, mine.
That's it, isn't it?
Small, little, supposed to be a green one.
What? Smaller than most.
I thought that's one he told
us. That's a nice machine, but it's ugly.
Okay, how about this?
There, that's my machine. Look at this. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, this doesn't look like it did in 1955. It looks a lot better. He done one great job, matched the paint, redone it. It's beautiful.
We went and redid all this.
I see.
Put a new lens in there so you can You know, it's
yeah,
all new cards, so you
yeah.
can read it now.
What a job.
This little plate here was missing, so we ended up making a plate there for you.
Oh.
And, you know, with the penny slot in it.
Yeah, that was missing.
These here are actually marbles. I mean, somebody tried to chew on one, and they're actually
yeah.
marbles.
Yeah,
and they're that... the exact same ones that you had.
Oh.
So they were, you know, they've been in there since, what, 1955?
Well, I had them then.
Before then?
Yeah, before then, yeah.
And then what's this? So you end up putting the penny in, and then...
Did you hit a jackpot?
No.
No.
No cigarettes for me. No cigarettes for me. And then you pull this down, you get the gumball.
Oh, you do get the gumball.
Jeez, like how much gum can you put in your mouth? The insides we cleaned up pretty well, repainted the whole thing. The wheels weren't spinning so good, so we ended up freeing up the wheels a little bit by lubing them, and then we just cleaned them all up.
He done such a great job. He done a great paint job on it. He tuned up the inside. It wasn't even working. Just total overhauls. It's just perfect. Well, let's get down to the bottom line here, Rick. You told me $350. What's the final price?
I'm only going to charge you $300.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, I thought I was going to have to totally redo this plate. We didn't have to. These things on the side were actually stainless steel, so I just polished those. Instead, I had to chrome them. And I used one of my locks I had, so I cut $50 off of it. I want
good
to be fair.
Good man again, huh? I'm going to set it up on my counter, and I'm going to play it for a while, and then I'm going to leave it there for display. If grandkids come over, I'll take their pennies.
This one. Oh my God, so fine.
Yeah. What the hell are you guys doing?
We're just hitting shade, I was telling
you. Get back to work, I don't even want to hear it. God, I can't believe now I got two Bradleys.
You ready to put this grip meter together? Put the base on? I'm gonna pick this up. Come on. Ah! Get it under there.
We've been working on a grip meter arcade game from the 1940s. All the parts have been polished and painted. Now all we have to do is put the thing back together.
It's power.
Hopefully when we're done, this thing will work better than when it came in. And when it does, I'm gonna put Kyle in his place. Bang.
I'm trying to get this calibrated right.
One of the tricky things is getting the tension just right.
Let's see where we're at.
That's not good, Kyle.
Okay, try it again.
Excellent.
What's up, Rick? You want to see me?
Yeah. Your friend Aaron, he's not working out.
What do you mean he's not working out?
I mean, he's lazy. He can't sweep. He can't even take out the trash.
But hold on. He's been helping me all day. He's been like my assistant.
You don't need an assistant. I mean, he's here because of you. You fire him. I gave Bradley's friend a shot, but there's no way I can waste my time keeping track of him. I have way too many projects going on, and keeping my customers happy is always my top priority. The grip meter's all finished, and Scott's about to come pick it up.
Hey, Ty. Come give me a hand.
We put a lot of work into this thing, and I'm really hoping he's as happy with it as I am.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, Scott. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. I came down to Rick's today to pick up my 1947 grip meter. Well, how'd it turn out?
Well, there it is. I boxed it up for you.
It's a lot bigger than when it was I dropped it off. I'm really looking forward to just seeing everything from top to bottom, how great it's going to look fully restored.
You ready to see it?
Absolutely. Let's
All
take
right.
a look.
Voila.
Oh, wow. Nice job. Oh, wow. My first impression was the grip meter looked great. I think they did a fantastic job. It probably looks better now than it did when it rolled off the assembly line in 1947. It's incredible. I tell you, it looks absolutely fantastic. It's amazing how well that face turned
out.
It's
beautiful.
Yeah. It had to be totally hand done, so it matched it exactly. We kept it at the 1 cent, eliminated the 5 cent. We ended up putting this in. And then we matched the colors. This red matches this red. This blue's matching that blue. We did the beige on the sides. Everything's been chromed.
That looks great.
You want to see it work?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Good.
Hopefully you have three pennies, because I don't.
So I got more than three.
What are you doing with all the pennies? Oh, my God.
It's how you pay me.
We have to go by age, right?
Me?
You
go
first.
For it, Tyler. Yep.
So you put the penny in. You push it in. It's gonna reset it, then you squeeze away.
What's up, ladies?
290. Oh.
All right.
Huh. You're up next.
I don't want to go now.
I know I don't want to go now.
Oh.
Oh, man. What the heck did you do, Tyler? All right. Ready?
What's up?
I don't know how you did that.
I think somebody's been practicing.
It's a good thing Scott's taking this thing home, because I could see myself dumping a lot of pennies into this thing trying to beat Tyler's score. I mean, it's absolutely awesome engineering as far as I'm concerned. And actually, you know, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Absolutely.
All right, well, if you're happy, it's going to make me happy.
I'm very happy. I really appreciate the job you guys did on it and the time you took on it. So thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, Tyler.
Let's go get a dolly and we'll get you loaded up.
Sounds good. You know, most of my collection are old slot machines, pinball machines, and some other arcade games, but I don't have anything like this, so it's going to have a great spot where I'm going to put it in my game room. I'm excited to get it back home.
Yellow. It's blue and green.
Rick is always asking me to do more and more around here. And now he wants me to fire a good friend. This sucks, but a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Hey, Aaron. What's up, man?
What up, B? What's up, B?
Hey, man, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Hey, thanks for hooking me up, B.
Oh, no problem, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's cool.